Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with A Dollop of Positivity. I know it's been a while. I actually have a lot to catch up on with you, but we'll take it one episode at a time. But first, I just came back from a 6:45 a.m. class at Orange Theory, and it is my 863rd class, I guess? Maybe. No, sorry, I take that back. It's 883rd. I don't know why I was spacing out. It's been crazy this past couple of days. Meaning, I say the weirdest things. Like, I don't know. We were watching movies. We actually saw Marcel the Shell with Shoes. I rented it on Hoopla, which if you like to read ebooks, your library probably participates in that, or one format of electronic or digital resources. So audiobooks, movies, music, ebooks, they're all on that platform through your library. Anyway, we were watching Marcel the Shell, and then I also borrowed another movie called After Yang, which is an AI movie with Colin Farrell. But for some reason, I kept calling him Colin Farrell, Colin Farrell. I don't know what I was saying. And then I was calling corn kernels, corn kennels. Who knows? Anyway, what I really wanted to talk to you about in this episode is that sometimes you do have to listen to your body, that you may have goals that you have set. Like for me, I really want to reach 888 classes before the new year starts. I will probably hit that, but I took a week off because, as you know, my knee has been giving me a hard time. And it got to the point where I actually went to see an orthopedist after an overnight shift one day. That experience in itself was a very strange one, in that parking lot, well, it has a gate to get in and to get out of. And normally, you know, if there's a gate to leave, you have to pay or something. And it's free parking. So I circled the lot multiple times and I really couldn't find a spot I could get into. And I was lucky that doing my K turns or my 250, point turns, that I didn't hit anything or anyone or any car. So I was ready to give up and leave. I'm like, I'll just go back to Westport, where I know that urgent care center a little better and I know the parking and it's not crazy like this. But it turns out you need a token. You have to put in a token before the gate will rise for you to leave. So here I am trapped. I don't have a token. You have to go inside the building to see someone and then get a token to leave. Well, that was why I'm leaving, because I can't park anywhere to get a token to leave. So this, luckily, I mean, there were like three or four cars behind me, but luckily the car right behind me realized what was happening and actually made people back up. And so I did my best, I don't know, true like K-turn, and got out of that situation really quickly. And luckily I did find a spot and I went to the urgent care center. Regardless, I have some knee arthritis and runner's knee, and I basically need physical therapy to strengthen that knee. Take not opioids. Oh my goodness. See, I'm babbling here. Basically take NSAIDs, but my pharmacy never got the prescription. But, you know, I figured out the relationship with ibuprofen, which is what I ended up taking. So, and I got a knee brace. So I took a week off because I didn't want to injure my knee further. In fact, I asked the doctor if I should, you know, if there's anything I should avoid. And basically he said, well, squats and running. And I said, how about rowing? I probably should stop rowing for a bit, right? Because I knew that the last time I rowed, my knee actually was snapping. So not a good thing. And you could hear cracking sometimes. So he's like, yeah, probably a good idea not to do that. So I still went to class the next day, of course, and I didn't row. I used the Strider and I used the bike. But even then it was hurting a little bit. So I decided, well, I really want to do the 2000 meter row a week from today, so I will rest up and do the row. Well, yes, I did rest, and actually my knee started getting better. And the decision to row or not row, to do the benchmark that is my absolute favorite or not, was a really hard decision. And I asked like former coaches, I asked the Facebook community, I asked everyone, you know, I asked Lynn. And only Lynn said, no, you should rest. My husband said, you should rest. But if you really want to do it, what time is the class? Well, that morning I decided not to do it because it's not worth re-injuring what's already starting to heal. And I wanted to be able to go back to a routine the following week. So I ended up taking 8 days off from Orange Theory. So then there was that dreadful 5 a.m. class that I would have to go to. I had gotten used to sleeping in that extra hour. So I ended up doing it. I enjoyed it. I got back. I don't do the bike because I don't like sitting on the bike. The Strider is kind of like an elliptical, but not really. But I made it work. I figured out how to increase my heart rate so that I would get splat points. And, you know, I stayed off the rower. I almost thought about doing it yesterday, or actually the day before, for short periods of time. And I thought, oh no, I'll give it a solid month and I'll try to get some physical therapy. The problem is some of these physical therapy places are booked out through January. Or they stopped taking my insurance. So, you know, another non-incentive to call, but I will do it, I promise. So really the bottom line is listen to your body. It's okay to take a break from your routine. Just be willing to get back into it. Maybe you start slower. So I ended up restarting this past week and I went Tuesday, skipped Wednesday, went on Thursday, skipped Friday, and went today. So I'm thinking I'm ease back into it every other day. And then maybe next week I'll start with the consecutive options. I'll see how I feel. Because again, it's not worth it to re-injure or worsen the situation and then not be able to go at all for longer periods of time. So take it easy, take it down a notch. But don't give up. Get back up. Get back on the horse. However you want to say it. Make that commitment to go at least half the number of times that you were going. Or at least, you know, try to get back in the beast mode. Or, you know, mentally tell yourself it's going to be okay. Because it really will be okay. If you have to modify what you need to do, use lighter weights, walk. Power walking is hard. I actually am not supposed to power walk because inclines are bad for my knees. So I've still been running, but you know, I'm kind of feeling it today. So take it easy, but don't give up. And you know your body best. So that's all I really wanted to say in this episode. don't give up. You know your body. And 2024 is coming, so set those goals. There are a lot of changes happening at Orange Theory, meaning they have new Tread 50 blocks. No more 45-minute classes. Instead, you can either choose to work on strength for 50 minutes or treadmill for 50 minutes. I might opt to do strength, but I'll try one of the treadmills. I'm not sure I like the treadmill that much. For 50 minutes, I could probably run a 5K on a treadmill, but do I want to? That's a different story. So if you're ever interested in learning more about Orange Theory, they are in every state. So let me know. You can find me on A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can call me, text me. You know how to find me. And of course, if you don't want to go to Orange Theory, that's okay. Just find a exercise regimen that you can commit to, that you enjoy doing, and stick with it. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, bye now.